Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2185, Vincent Kinnock.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.4516 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Short Road and Anderson Corner Road. The 911 address is 21167 Short Road, Harbison. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 4, Parcel 42. Staff would note for the record, there's a site plan, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the Delta service level evaluation, which did not require TIS. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm beginning to get older, and I'd like
if you could introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Vincent Kinnock.
Okay, great.
What's your address, too?
21167 Short Road.
Okay.
It's zoned Harbison, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. Right. I'm getting older, and I have to have some kind of other income, and I have no neighbors, and I just want to be able, it's already set up for two families. It's got its own electric, own heat, own air conditioning, own exits and entrances, and there's plenty of room for everybody.
All right, sir. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you, but I've got a question first for the staff. The outline of that parcel actually looks like that outlines three parcels, not just one.
Oh, yes, I just had it changed.
Just had what changed?
I had the parcel broken up into three building lots.
The parcels were combined.
They were combined.
He did a parcel consolidation three into one.
Okay.
The survey is showing the three old parcels, but what is currently on the screen is correct, that it is one parcel of land.
Good. All right. Now I understand what's going on. Now I understand what's going on. Okay. Well, we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So, what is it that you're wanting to have rent out the upstairs?
Yes. It's too big for me. It's 3,500 square feet. My wife and I, we don't need that.
So how is this different from just a Vince, when we were talking the other day, like the Pret Dyer, what do we call that?
That would have been a garage studio apartment, which is an accessory structure.
Accessory,
which is
thank
detached.
You.
This is two units within the same structure.
Oh, that's why it comes here?
Correct.
Otherwise, it would have gone to
correct.
Board of Adjustment.
And information when we talked what they're exactly asking for, so I wasn't 100% sure, Mr. Hopkins.
Right, yeah.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, it's so, because I was just confused why something like this, he wouldn't just go to Board of Adjustment.
Because it's two units within the same building.
I see. So if it's family, then, when you begin to charge somebody for it, that's when it has to come here?
No, it's when there's a second kitchen in the building.
Oh, the kitchen, okay.
Makes it a second living facility, so that's what triggered the need for a conditional use.
Okay, so he came in wanting to get a permit to add a kitchen.
No, it's already got it.
He already built it and got probably violated?
Well, no, there's no kitchen actually there. It's just a big empty space.
When he come, if approved, and they fit out the second living space, and there's a second kitchen, that's what's going to trigger that, making it a multifamily building.
So how did you know that you needed to come in and get this approval?
I went to the planning board and asked what I should do.
He did the right thing. He came and
talked to us. That's what we asked.
He did the right thing. He came and talked to the staff. And
well, they told me if I did it illegally and something happened like a fire, that I'd be up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. So, I mean, I don't want to go there.
Not exactly a term we use here at planning and zoning, but I would say it's accurate, because you most definitely would be in a serious amount of trouble in more ways than one, and you could actually be in a bad way, even if you didn't have a fire, if somebody reported the violation.
Right, and I just want things to be smooth.
And I appreciate you, and I think everyone appreciates you being here, and we're all just wanting to understand what, you know, how things got to be the way they are, and what your intentions are.
So right now, it's an upstairs area that needs to be finished out. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you want, so at some point, you'll if this is approved, you would circle back and.
Yeah, I just want to keep things on the up and up.
Yep. And then put the additional kitchen in, bathroom, and whatnot. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Stevenson?
No, now that that's been explained to me, I'm okay. I was looking at the three lines and
I was getting a little confused too.
I think I've got it now, what's going on. Okay. I'm also clear. Thank you.
Mayor's? Okay. Jeremy, anything?
No, for me, although it was myself that Mr. Kinnock spoke to when you first came in.
Right, I remember.
There you go.
Did you tell him that?
It's not in so many words.
Good.
Would we need to know things like how big it would be, or how many people could live in it, or anything like that?
It'd be a three-bedroom ranch.
The second part?
Both floors are the same.
Okay.
It already has its own entrances. It has everything separate.
Right. Okay.
Ms. Cornwell, anything?
No questions.
Okay.
I do.
Counselor, yeah, go ahead.
So I'm still confused. This is a staff question. So I'm looking at the survey. So we got a survey from
April.
Well, before that, it's one parcel, but it's 3.4516 acres, which is what he's applied for. Then the next one is a subdivision plan. It's not a consolidation plan. That was approved as a minor subdivision by staff on April 11th of 2019, which carves us into three lots. There's not in the record, I mean, I know the tax maps, but there's lags on that. I mean, I don't know that it matters.
It doesn't appear to be a
consolidation. It shouldn't have been approved as a consolidation if it's a minor subdivision. That's what the standard.
Unless there's something after this, for some reason you would have changed your mind that quickly.
I mean, that's something we can find out, I guess.
Yeah, but we can look.
Yeah.
Is that the house is on 1.8 acres. Well, that's a nice piece of lot for us.
So that's the lot that the house is on.
Let me ask you something. In your mind, how many lots are there? One or three?
Three.
Okay. You created, it's a three-lot subdivision. The subject of this hearing is actually just the 1.08 acres.
Yeah.
Is that your intention, though? Is that what you intended?
My intention is whoever wants to buy it, how they want to buy it, is up to them. I'm open for anything that anybody wants to buy it. I'm not restricting anything.
When you say buy, are you trying to, are you, when?
Well,
when
I'm 68 years old. I'm not going to be around forever.
So you're in here today because you want to be able to put an apartment or a second house on the top of your buildings.
Right.
Okay.
The other two lots next to you that you've created, you'll sell or whatever.
I'll sell to if somebody wants all three, they can have it.
But we're here worried about the first lot with the house on it.
Yeah. Right. I think we have some flash of insight.
It's a timing issue.
The flash of insight here. Go ahead.
So it looks like the application was submitted prior to the minor subdivision being done, and the deed submitted is for the original one parcel, which would be the 3 acres, and since the application came in, it was subdivided into three parcels of land.
Okay. All right.
I think it was the opposite way around. First I subdivided the land, then I put the application in.
I've got the deed references, the original 3 acres. I don't have the deed.
It might have been the timing that it took to get the paperwork filed.
That's quite possible.
What we need to understand is that it is three lots, not one lot. The subject of our discussion is the 1.08 acre lot that has improvements on it, on the corner, and the applicant is asking for permission to have multifamily, two units instead of one, on an AR1 parcel. I would also, I want to ask the staff and perhaps council, is there precedence for us ever doing this?
Yes.
For what?
For the multifamily?
For the multifamily in an AR1.
I believe there was a case. I'm not sure if it was AR, I think it might have been GR, but they did an upstairs and a downstairs, and that came through as multifamily for two units.
Okay.
So, yeah, because that's what I'm looking at again. I always got to look at this. With the AR1, there is the sort of that catch-all, residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses. But you know what? Hold on. Yeah, you know, the problem is with this, so there's a conditional use for residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purpose of the chapter is more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. So there's that catch-all. But in AR1, there's the bonus density provisions and multifamily dwelling structures. And it says, multifamily dwelling structures and or townhouses and or townhomes shall not be considered as a conditional use under any other provision of the section which existed prior to the date of the amendment. So I'm not sure that we can even do it. I don't want to make that decision on the fly, but
here's where we are right now is that we've all asked the questions we need to ask. So we're going to go ahead and finish our public hearing and make sure you have a full hearing, and then we'll obviously have to make a decision after we get, you know, some further legal advice here. But at this point, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that's got an interest in your application. We'll see if anyone from the public wants to testify. Okay? Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2185, Vincent Kinnock? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2185?
Yeah.
Anyone on the commission have any questions or comments or anything else they want to put into the record at this point? I think we need to hold the record open.
That sounds like perfect.
We're going to close the public hearing, but just when we refer back to it, I would appreciate it if we hold the record open, because clearly we need some. What that means is we'll close the public hearing, and this hearing will be over, but the record will be open to receive any additional legal comments and information that we might need in order to make a decision. That's
in other words, you got to mull it over.
Well, sort of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a good way to say it, I guess. So, did you have something?
No. Oh. But you might want to circle back and just so these guys don't just see all night, because we're going to defer.
Okay. All right, then we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.